Blog Talk Radio.
As federal agencies are beginning to embrace the concept of the software-defined data center as a means for enhancing IT efficiencies and meeting mission requirements, it is also proving to be highly cost-effective. Welcome to the GovTransformer podcast series. Today we're speaking with Chris Baca, who is an enterprise architect at Kivlis, in the second of our series of interviews about the software-defined data center and federal agencies. And Chris, how are you doing?
Hi, Matt. I'm doing well.
Excellent. Good. Well, thank you for joining us once again. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Thanks for having me again.
Sure. Let's jump right in, and let's start at a high level. If you don't mind giving us a high-level overview of the cost avoidance benefits of the software-defined data center, that would be great. Let's kick it off with that.
Sure, absolutely. You know, there are numerous benefits that can be derived from cost avoidance through software definition. And a lot of those benefits, in terms of the value perceived, depend on the organization and sometimes even the individual. You know, with government customers and implementers, you know, savings can be measured in terms of how effectively we are accommodating presidential or congressional budget reduction goals, for example. And in commercial, we might be measuring how well we're creating savings to increase shareholder profit. But regardless of the organization or individual, as I see it, the primary benefit of cost avoidance through software definition is actually an increase in availability of funds for innovation or innovative initiatives. What we see with many of our customers who have a low percentage of software definition technologies implemented is a high degree of spend focused on operations and maintenance of their infrastructure systems. As organizations like those become more software defined, they can begin to reap the rewards, of integration and automation that come with SDDC technologies. More money becomes available for innovation, and that leads to further improvements in the integration and automation of their software definition and SDDC technologies. The cycle begins to take on a life of its own, and continuous improvement becomes the standard in their ecosystem. I think we'll all agree that innovation is great, and I'm sure that we all recognize that a really well-disciplined organization will thrive in an innovative environment. But how do we leverage software-defined technology so that cost avoidance is actually achieved? You know, if you talk to a hardware vendor, they would lead you to believe that buying the newest, best, more efficient, or most efficient technology that they have is the answer to a cost avoidance solution. While talking to a software vendor, you might be led to believe that upgrading or migrating to the latest release will get you to some significant savings. In reality, both require investment, and both are right. Combining the correct hardware and software in the SDDC is critical to achieving cost avoidance and ultimately reducing the overall impact of your infrastructure on your end user or constituent.
Interesting. You know what? Can you provide us, that was a great summary right now of what's really going on when it comes to cost avoidance. Do you have any examples of how moving to the SDDC can help reduce overall IT costs? Any examples out there?
Well, you know, some of the ways that you can start getting a cost avoidance would be to simply automate your ecosystem. I should say there's three ways. Consolidation, automation, and ultimately simplification. If you look at VMware technology or Microsoft Hyper-V or KVM, any virtualization technology is about consolidating resources that are used at a very low degree of efficiency. You know, most servers that are running on bare metal are barely used more than 10%. They're 90% of their resources go unused. And so consolidation is the first step. Reducing your infrastructure from by a factor of 90%, for example. One customer that we have that's a great example, they took a 200-rack traditional infrastructure and turned it into a 20-rack software-defined infrastructure, a 90% reduction in the footprint of their servers. That's fewer racks, less heat, less power consumed, less people to manage the number of servers that you have in that data center. Consolidation is a key methodology for achieving savings and ultimately long-term cost avoidance. And automation is that same way. When you're looking at automating technologies, why are you automating? What if you're an IT manager and you say, you go to your help desk technician, your public-facing website is down, and you look at your help desk manager and you say, I need you to rebuild our public-facing web presence. I mean, this person is going to look at you like the picture on their face is going to be absolutely just Instagram-worthy. I mean, you cannot ask somebody of a customer-facing end-user skill set to go in and do a highly skilled engineer's job. And those highly skilled engineers, they're expensive. And the more systems you have, the more complexities you have, the more cycles it takes to keep them up and running, and when they go down, there's a cost impact there. Automating the deployment, automating the maintenance, automating the restoration of complex systems, it enables your senior admins to create reproducible processes and automate those types of activities, so that the help desk technician doesn't have to know how to rebuild a virtual appliance or application. All they have to know is where to go push the button to initiate that rebuild. So when you look at consolidation and automation, both of those things really, they lead you to simplification. You're simplifying your data center by reducing the number of servers. You're simplifying the process of managing your data center by automating complex processes so lesser skilled team members can perform those tasks. So those three things working together, they can give you immediate cost savings in terms of consolidation. If you have 20 servers instead of 200, your power bill is going to go down. But long term, what if you don't have to tech refresh 180 servers over the next 3 years? Now you're avoiding all of that cost of refreshing those systems. And the simplicity of this all is that you look at consolidation, you look at automation, and it's a progressive process. You consolidate 10 servers and then 10 more. You automate one process and then you automate one more. And everything becomes more simple by simply doing the tasks one at a time and continuously improving your organization.
Interesting. That's some fascinating stuff. And I know in an upcoming podcast we're going to be talking about consolidation of the data center and the desktop, basically for an enhanced mobile workforce. But can you tell us a little bit more about what's going on in this arena when it comes to cost avoidance?
Well, mobile computing, especially when it comes to cost avoidance, is really complex. It makes tuning the cost in the SDDC mini science. I mean, working inside the software-defined data center, you have pretty common parameters that are similar across many data centers. The end-user computing environment is so much more complex. There are so many more variables that affect your decision-making. You have options like bring your own device. You have virtual desktops. You have these hybrid computing technologies. And then there's other really innovative and cutting-edge technologies that are out there that are trying to find a way to reduce the cost impact of end-user computing. But the reality is that it's a cutting-edge science. And in our upcoming podcast, I will discuss in much greater detail some of the techniques and technologies that are out there and being utilized to try to swing us off of this really expensive end-user computing environment that I think every organization has. I think for myself personally, with one customer, I had four laptops that they had provided me at one point in time because they had four different environments that I had to access that could not be connected to each other because of legal reasons. And within the federal government, that kind of end-user computing environment gets so expensive so fast. And there are technologies out there to simplify, consolidate, and even automate to reduce those costs immediately and then have a long-term cost avoidance strategy.
Awesome. You know, I look forward to that one, and we will definitely dive deeper on that topic. And before we sign off on this podcast today, Chris, is there anything else that you'd like to add, anything that we missed?
Well, I think that to round this all out, software-defined data center is only as good as your IT business management strategy. A comprehensive, cohesive IT business management strategy is so important for every organization. And, you know, having tools that allow you to measure the efficiency of your organization, the deployment of your resources, and all of the cost in the entire landscape of your organization is so important when you start talking about cost avoidance. Before I mentioned hardware and software purchases can lead you to cost avoidance. Well, that is true, but how do you know that any given purchase is going to lead you down a road that will ultimately save you money and avoid future cost impact? So making sure that, you know, I think I finished our last podcast on the same topic, making sure that you have a strategy and tools to manage the business of IT in your organization is absolutely critical.
Awesome. What a great way to end this podcast interview. For all of our listeners out there, you heard the second part in our series of interviews about the software-defined data center and federal agencies with Chris Baca, who is the enterprise architect with Kivlik. And Chris, as always, it's a pleasure, and thank you so much for your time today.
Matt, thank you, and take care.
You too. Take care.